Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Of solid attitude and packing heat, Anthony, the antagonist, Calandra. And in this corner, defending the National Rifle Association and the Prune Growers of America, dressed in gingham plaid, carrying a 60-pound color-coded legal brief and packing a fancy law degree, NRA board member Scott the Table Pounder Bob! Gentlemen, take your corners, and when the bell rings, come out fighting! And remember, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit.
And here we are ringside.
I just took my gloves off, and since brass knuckles are illegal in New Jersey, I'm wearing about 4 pounds of silver rings.
I see today. That. That's pretty good.
Sorry, Scott. You're going to have to duck.
Good Maybe. Luck, Anthony.
You know, here's some bittersweet news this week. After show 123, when I attacked the NRA's marketing meeting
that
and their
an attack.
Iowa
it was
rep,
just being, you know,
truthful.
Anthony.
On Monday, I got a flurry of emails and phone calls, and the phone calls were 703 area code. Where is that, Scott, 703? Fairfax, Virginia. Okay.
Scott is saving his
people are questioning. Which you know, Sandy says this. Here's how the NRA really got it. I don't think many NRA board members listen to my show because it's new media, because they have Victrolas and shit, okay? So,
And it begins.
But what happened was Ammo Land, which is opened by a lot, and I want to thank Freddie and those guys at Ammo Land. They sent out, Anthony calls out the NRA for lack of action in New Jersey, which... You know, Sandy, you said this. It's the truth, because now the NRA, just like big business, rather than look internal and reflect and say, what can we do better in New Jersey, let's beat the shit out of Anthony for bringing it to everybody's attention.
Right, yeah.
That's what it's coming down to. And, you know, Scott and I are going to go at it right now with the gloves off, but I just want to say, and I said it in last week's show, if it wasn't for Scott Bach's presence, half of this wouldn't even be happening.
Yeah, you're absolutely
okay.
Right.
We'd be in dire straits right now. Okay, we would be a flyover state to the NRA.
Yeah,
Scott, go ahead.
That's not true, Anthony.
Yes,
it's not.
Yes.
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, let me start by giving you an accolade. I donate heavily to the NRA Civil Rights Legal Defense Fund, and we have the most cases that are funded or partially funded by the NRA. Scott, who's responsible for this? You, Scott,
Anthony.
who goes and pleads for this money?
Anthony,
were you put up by the NRA to come on the show today
Absolutely
and defend me?
Absolutely not,
Scott.
Absolutely
get the lie detector test. Get the battery.
There it is,
and the jumper cables.
There it is.
Okay.
No, I'm here because I want to be here, because I think you've been very unfair to NRA, and I think you're going to agree with me by the end of this show.
Wrong, but go ahead.
Well, okay. Nice open mind, Anthony.
Okay. The NRA, the two NRA marketing events.
Why don't we start? You want to start with Darren Goins?
Okay, go ahead, Derek. Okay, well, here's the first thing. I got crap because I said I was upset that Darren Goins represents 10 states and we really never see him here other than at the hearings in Trenton with you. And one of the NRA bigwigs emailed me to correct me that it's only 4 states, not 10, which pissed me off even more because one of the states is Vermont. I don't think Vermont needs any help from us. So Darren represents 3 states. Now, Scott, you're going to tell us that Darren does a lot, but here's the problem. The NRA doesn't do a lot conveying what he does. Do you understand?
Let's
wait,
talk.
Wait. One more thing. This NRA bigwig.
Wait.
The NRA. It's a one-sided debate. The NRA bigwig.
But should I leave now?
That emailed me. I emailed back my thoughts, and they don't even respect me enough to respond to my email. Okay, so it's one-sided. But I wanted to say it's bittersweet because I do have an announcement. I am on the NRA ballot for January and February board member. They accepted my petition signatures.
Well,
so
this
it
is
looks
be
like
a fun 2 years.
I'm sure I'm going to be 3 years. I'm going to be welcome with open arms. When we come back, I promise I'll let Scott Bach get one word in edgewise.
We're gonna do a full segment with Anthony occupying all the oxygen in the room. Very nice. Nice debate, Anthony.
And push comes to shove. Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS, NJ2AS.com.
Cheaper than
Facebook,
a back waxing.
New Jersey Second Amendment Society. We are having an Art Barton tribute dinner in November. Art was a great friend of mine.
We
miss Art. Well, please attend the dinner. And the NJ2AS is out there on the ground, activated in New Jersey, and doing many, many things for us. So NJ2AS.com. So, Scott, so you can lead off from this. I don't know what Darren does, and I have my pulse on Second Amendment issues in this state. So the average person does not know what Darren does. So we need to be told what Darren does. And if it wasn't for you and this show, how would we know? Go ahead. I'm silent.
Well, look, Darren is a lobbyist for the NRA. His job is to lobby. Okay? That means that his job is not to be out there pressing the flesh. His job is not to be out there coming to your new range and kissing your ring. His job is to lobby. And look, let me just start out by saying, most people may have not noticed, but in the attacks that we had over the last 9 months, there is a bill that never made it out of committee, and that was the bill to lower magazine capacity to either 5 or 10 rounds. There is one person responsible for that never making it out of committee in the Senate, and that's Darren Goins.
But why don't we know that?
Because the nature of a lobbyist, Anthony, is, and you know this because we do this with ANJRPC, we do a lot of things. We do a lot of things that we can't discuss publicly, okay? So when a lobbyist has a victory, the issue is, are we going to promote it to promote ourselves, or are we going to get the job done, okay? The job was done on that. There's one person to thank on that, and that's Darren Goins.
Darren, thank you.
And you owe him an apology, because for you to suggest that he's not doing his job is just wrong. I'm close to the situation, okay? You know that from January to June in New Jersey that I spent between 12 and 18 hours a day, every day, dealing with these attacks. Much of that time was with Darren. Now, this guy has 4 states to deal with. What he said at the meeting, which you misheard, was that he's done 10 states throughout his career. So he has perspective. He does New York, he does Rhode Island, he does New Jersey, and he does Vermont. Now, what did those states, with the exception of Vermont, have for the last 9 months? They had the worst attacks in history. This guy was bouncing all over the Northeast, okay, like a ping pong ball, while he had a new baby, okay, and family health problems. And you think he should be out there promoting what
somebody
he's done?
Somebody should.
Well, excuse me. When you, I mean, let's just talk about this for a second. Okay, the biggest thing that wasn't out there was that magazine capacity wasn't out there. Are we now going to now make it an issue for the people who've, I mean, here's the thing, Anthony, when you're a lobbyist, most of the time you can't and shouldn't talk about the quiet victories that you have because
okay.
You could jeopardize those victories. It is not Darren's job to be a public figure in New Jersey. It's his job to lobby here, and that's what he does, and he does it damn well, and you owe him an apology.
But is it, we'll wait on that.
You do.
Let me ask you something, Anthony. Do you feel the NRA has done a good job telling us what they're doing? All I hear from rank and file people, are you a member of the NRA? Oh, I used to be, but what do they do for New Jersey? We don't do a good job, the NRA. And people have questioned my allegiance to the NRA within NRA, and that's bullshit because I bleed NRA and Second Amendment for life, all right? And I don't want to hear that shit, all right? But we need to have the NRA to convey better what they're doing in this state.
Well, okay, let's step back for a minute, okay? The job of a leader is to get the job done, okay? It's not necessarily the job of the leader to pound his chest and say what I've done. And we in the Garden State have seen all different kinds of groups and organizations and people. Some people are working quietly behind the scenes, getting stuff done. Other people are out there not doing very much, but taking credit for other people's work and thumping their chest. Okay. Now, could NRA be out there marketing itself aggressively?
They're the 800-pound gorilla.
Sure, they could. Okay. But the most important thing is that NRA gets the job done. And NRA has gotten the job done in New Jersey, and it's gotten the job done nationally. Okay, if we didn't have an NRA in the United States, we would have gone the way of England, Australia, and Canada long ago. Thank God we have the NRA. Okay, and for you to be attacking NRA in the middle of a fight is not right, Anthony. You may have a gripe.
You agree with the two NRA marketing meetings, the grassroots events that we had?
Well, you got it.
Other than you being there, those were constructive and those were educational to everyone?
Yes, and here's why, okay? NRA's job is to mobilize its members for an election, okay? The reason why NRA is powerful, NRA would have no strength, and neither would ANJRPC, without members who get out to vote, okay? So part of NRA's job is to activate the membership and get them out to vote. Now, merely the fact we had 600 people show up to these events. For everyone who showed up, there's probably another 500 out there that didn't show up. What that means is we have taken the core of the hardest core activists and delivered a message to them. And that message is there's real opportunity in 2013, both federally and state. We activated them. We put them out. Now, you can sit back and say, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you should have done this, you didn't. The bottom line is our core, the core purpose, the core strength of NRA was accomplished by those meetings and by everything that NRA has done, and that is to activate the members, let them know there's an opportunity, and get them out to vote. You know we had members of the Lonergan campaign that were there who had access to them, but what I have an issue with, Anthony, is we're in a battle. Okay, this has been the worst battle in history in the state of New Jersey. Okay, we have navigated treacherous waters for the last 9 months and come out the other end with Governor Christie's vetoes, and now we're on to the election. And what you have just done is basically we're all rowing the boat together, and you basically said, I don't like what the big guy in the back of the boat is doing, so I'm going to pull my oar out of the water and start pounding him over the head.
I never pull my oar out of the water.
Row better.
No, never pull my oar out of the water,
Scott.
And by
the way,
ever.
Everybody else in the boat, you should take your oars out and pound them too.
No.
Anthony, that's exactly what you've done.
No.
There's a time for Monday morning quarterbacking. But it's not Monday morning yet. It's not Monday yet.
Scott, you have to remember.
Let me just finish.
The show will be over.
Let me just finish. Well, you took the first segment, okay? So look, when you distract, and you have a big audience, okay? And you have a responsibility in dealing with that audience. When you tell your audience, let's go pick up the oar and bash NRA, what happens to the boat when you stop rowing?
I didn't tell the audience to bash
the
NRA.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Come on. You told them, Anthony, come on. You told them, take this clip and send it to Wayne LaPierre. That's exactly what you told them. You basically, member energy right now, gun owner energy, needs to be focused on Steve Lonergan. It needs to be focused on the November elections. It needs to be focused on the November elections. And you basically said, in the middle of a battle, you basically said, pick up your oars and beat the guy in the back. Well, you know what that's going to do? It slows the boat, and eventually that guy in the back's going to say, you know what? I'm out of here.
I listen to all the emails that I get from all the listeners, and for 22 years in this state talking to people, the NRA does not do a good job telling people in New Jersey what they do. You agree with this orange postcard?
Do we have time to talk about that, Sandy? I see you giving a signal
here. We've got
about
30 seconds.
I need a minute to talk about that.
Which in legalese means 16 minutes, okay? I might as well take this moment. We have new hoodies at the Gun for Hire store. Black and red hoodies.
Black and red,
yeah. They're really, really cool. They're really nice hoodies. And since we're talking about this, we only have a little time left. The other thing is Lonergan, Wednesday, October 16th, vote. Tell all your liberal friends Thursday, October 17th to go out and vote.
Or just to vote on
Election
Day.
But everybody else, yeah, vote on Wednesday, October 16th. Steve Lonergan, go pull the lever for Steve, please.
And let everyone know that it
please.
Is October 16th.
October 16th, Wednesday, October 16th.
Thank you, Governor Christie.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few?
It's my oar. I'll beat whoever I want on the head with it.
And you have to take the consequences.
And
I'm
here to take the consequences. I don't care. Waldorf Chiropractic, Waldorfchiro, Bridgewater, New Jersey, okay? If you haven't seen Dr. Eric or talked about Dr. Eric, please check him out, Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. We just had another student that signed up for Dr. Eric, and guess what? He did not pass gas when Dr. Eric was adjusting him, which really disappointed me. But I asked him. He said he held back, and he passed gas when he got in the parking lot. And that would be Tony Gallo.
Eric.
Tony Gallo is a listener.
Pass gas.
Tony Gallo is a listener of Gun for Hire Radio, longtime supporter. Scott, you have to remember something, that we have our own media here, right? And people listen to what we say, all right? People listen to what we say because I talk about the things I hear. I have over 100 emails complaining that this orange card says it's your freedom, it's your vote, defeat Mayor Booker on Wednesday, October 16th. Is there a law that Lonergan's name couldn't be on here?
Okay,
is there an election law?
Let's talk about that.
Go ahead. I want to know.
Let's talk about it. First, You're taking a snapshot, which I'm going to talk about in a second, but let's look at the whole picture of what NRA has done. NRA has endorsed Lonergan and given him an A. NRA has emailed every member in the state of New Jersey to convey that endorsement. NRA ran those two grassroots seminars primarily to help the Lonergan campaign, and in emails and postcards has told the membership that Lonergan's running. You'll be seeing more emails from NRA and possibly some phone banks in the works, too, before Election Day. So now you're going to point to a postcard that hit the mailboxes last week that was an attack on Cory Booker, okay? And instead of saying, NRA attacked Cory Booker, okay, you and some folks are deciding to say, okay, well, what you didn't do is you didn't put Steve Lonergan's name on there.
Scott, I'm going to be quite honest.
Wait a minute. Let me talk about this.
You won't let me. Go ahead.
Look, now, let me just say, I am not speaking from inside knowledge, but you know and I know from a lot of the work that we've done for ANJRPC that there are times when a decision hasn't been made to endorse a candidate yet. A candidate might not have put in their questionnaire, okay, and you don't endorse until they've put in a questionnaire. So maybe, just maybe, okay, and I don't know for sure, but maybe, just maybe, this postcard was written before the endorsement decision was made. And maybe, just maybe, that endorsement decision wasn't made because headquarters was awaiting Lonergan's questionnaire.
Can I talk?
And no, I'm not done yet.
Son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Maybe, just maybe, and you know this too, you know that in New Jersey, the last couple of election cycles, NRA orange postcard mailings have been held in a post office in a bag in South Jersey.
We know.
With stuff showing up 3 to 4 weeks after an election. So maybe, just maybe, NRA said, well, we don't know if we're going to be able to endorse because maybe we don't have the questionnaire. And maybe, just maybe, they said, we want to get this postcard out no matter what and at least attack Booker. And maybe, just maybe, it was held up in the mail.
But maybe, okay? Just maybe, it's easy for you to fill all the shit in after the fact. I'm looking at it during the fact. There's eight people on the ballot, and the NRA says vote Cory Booker
out.
It's just that
you automatically assume the worst. You
see, but it wasn't me. It was my listener, Scott. To be honest with you, I read the orange postcard. I just assumed Lonergan's name was on it. The minute I saw the postcard, I read the first sentence, and I put it aside. It wasn't until I came into work in the morning, and I start reading all the emails, bitching.
But now that we're here discussing it on your show, here's the question I have for you. Did you call anybody at NRA headquarters before we went on air to discuss this?
No.
Okay, well, you're on an NRA committee. You go to NRA board meetings. Why would you, and same holds true for your attack on those seminars and your attack on Darren Goins. Why would you not go to NRA headquarters first? You know who to call, Anthony, and say, hey, I have a problem with this. Just imagine if the roles were reversed for a second.
Because the NRA doesn't appear approachable to me. It's like the big machine.
Come on. You know who to call. Okay, let's pretend for a second. Let's switch roles for a second. You have built one of the most incredible ranges in the Northeast here, okay, that just opened earlier this year.
He still loves me.
Woodland Park Range, okay? It's a great facility. Somebody out there is going to find fault with something you do.
They have
now,
already.
Now, if they go online and if they think there's a flaw somewhere and they go online and they start bashing you online, what would you say? You would say, why did you bash me? Why didn't you call me to hear what I have to say about it? Okay.
No,
why
today
would you,
with new media, I just expect it.
Well,
pros and
you
and cons.
Anthony, come on. If somebody picked something that you thought was vulnerable or embarrassing, you know what you'd say? You would say, they're a hater. They just don't like me. They have an agenda.
So I'm a hater?
Okay. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, here's what I am saying. I'm surprised because I would have thought, especially with the people that you know, you would have weighed in with headquarters before using your forum with Gun for Hire Radio to bash NRA and distract gun owners from the real task here. That's my issue.
I'm not distracting any gun owners.
You absolutely are.
Absolutely not.
Come on. You're telling
me. I want
people,
some emails from the listeners if I've distracted us from getting Lonergan elected.
If anybody sent an email to NRA or spent time doing an audio clip to send into NRA, that was a moment they should have been doing something for Steve Lonergan. You can Monday morning quarterback after Monday morning, but it's not Monday yet, Anthony.
And you feel in your heart of hearts the NRA's done enough for Lonergan so far in the state of New Jersey?
Yes. And I know last week you said, oh, we should be – Wayne and Chris should be here, and we should be doing radio and TV. This is the Garden State. There's 1 million gun owners, and there's 8 million liberals, okay? Do you think that the NRA coming in here with big dollars on radio and TV is going to help Lonergan?
Why not? Sarah Palin's here. Mark Levin is here.
The NRA, okay, come on. This is New Jersey. You know, listen, look, for anybody who doesn't understand how things work here, we sometimes have guys who will vote our way, okay, in the state house and deserve an A and will ask
don't
us.
Don't want to be known.
They would say, don't endorse me or don't, or can you knock my grade down? Because, and the issue is we want them to be reelected. The goal isn't to look good. The goal isn't to thump our chests and show people what we're doing. The goal is to win. Now, anybody who thinks that NRA media in New Jersey to the general public is going to help Steve Lonergan is not calibrated into what the reality is here in the Garden State. It's a sad reality. We're working to change it, but that is the fact. So NRA has done its core job, which is to awaken its members to say there's an election coming up. It's an important election. We have an opportunity to win it, and you need to do your part. What more do you want NRA to do?
Well,
NRA has maxed out already, okay, with its expenses, okay? So, I mean,
cut more checks.
There's a limit under federal campaign finance laws as to how much can be contributed, Anthony, and they've maxed out. Now, you know,
how does Booker get $1 million
from super PACs? They have super PACs and they bend the rules. If you have someone willing to get $1 million to Steve Lonergan, okay, there's a super PAC that you can do that for there. But what more do you want NRA to do? Do you want them to come to your house and bring you to the polls?
Okay.
Come on. I mean, Anthony, if that's what you want, I'll send a limo to your house on
election
day.
No, I want you to drive me.
Okay. Fine. I'll drive you on election
day. Sandy, weigh in a little bit here about what the rank and file NRA members in New Jersey, what's their perception of NRA?
I can give
Seriously.
You my perspective.
It's not just me.
I'll give you my perspective at traveling the state. Speaking to gun owners at different ranges. Here's a little snapshot. I stopped at one of the clubs I shoot at. It was on Tuesday. I spoke to the owner of the club, and we put some Lonergan signs out on his highway area there. As I'm doing that, one of the members is, who's this Lonergan guy? Completely oblivious to what's going on. That kind of stuff makes me crazy, and I just don't know how we approach that in New Jersey. How can we get into these smaller gun clubs or larger gun clubs and to at least educate the membership base as to what the hell is going on?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, nobody travels around this state speaking to gun owners more than I do.
That's why I say
I get a lot of people who are frustrated. And I mean, look, here's the big secret. Every gun owner in the Garden State is frustrated.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, this is one of the most complicated, difficult places to be a gun owner. Okay? And to boot, we have other organizations in the state confusing things by endorsing the bad guys. Okay?
Right.
You know,
right.
claiming to, you know,
right,
represent
but Scott,
sportsmen.
Scott.
So all to say, yeah, there's a lot of frustration here, Anthony, but my point to you is, why would you pick up the oar in the middle of a race and bang the big guy in the back of the boat?
They need to do a better job to say what they're doing and how they're doing it so that we'll garner more support.
Here's the thing. There is a common misperception that NRA can wave a magic wand and just make everything better everywhere in this country. Okay, and that's not true. I mean, look, Darren, okay, for all the stuff we had going in New Jersey, he's got three other states to deal with. NRA has 49 other states to deal with, plus what's going on the national scene, plus the UN and everything else. NRA cannot be everything to everyone, but NRA must and has fulfilled its core mission. Its core mission is to tell its members and gun owners generally the big picture. Okay, and we've done that. Now,
Scott,
you need to regain
the members that have walked away because I hear is I'm tired of them trying to sell me friggin' wine. I want to know what they're doing for me.
Okay,
NRA needs to waken up and make them. And do you agree, Sandy? Whether they should visit every club, they should have me just like the grassroots. Why? Now, I did an NRA university down at Rowan University,
right,
you know,
right.
5 years ago. That's the last time they had a grassroots seminar in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, seriously, it's been 5 years.
Listen,
okay,
can everyone? I mean, no organization's perfect, no individual's perfect.
I agree.
Every one of us can do more. You ran three fundraisers for Lonergan. Why didn't you do four? Yes. Can more be done? Sure. Can we do more to discuss what NRA is doing? And I'll make you an offer. Let's do a monthly or bimonthly segment update on this show on what NRA is doing.
I told when the girls came, Suzanne and Susanna, from NRA headquarters to do the grassroots event, I told them my facility, anytime they want to run an NRA event, is free.
Okay.
I told them that night, okay? Because I'll do it. They can come here once a month and set up.
I'm going to make sure they do it every day from 9 to
5. I asked Susanna.
Every Saturday.
I asked Susanna to send me the whole NRA center marketing stuff. It's almost all gone.
Yes, yes.
It got delivered, Sandy, Friday.
Yeah, no.
FedEx box
it's
got
empty.
Delivered.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Look. All the pins, all the buttons, I have to ask her for more. So listen, I'm on track, Scott, but you're missing it. You're misdirecting it with the hitting them in the head and the oar. I am trying to get the NRA to do a better job to tell people what they're doing and mobilize the youth, Scott. We can't have the average age of an NRA supporter as dead. We need to lower it at least into the 90s.
Maybe you can do that without bashing NRA.
No, it's my only way.
And you can support this show by buying a t-shirt and say, I will not comply.
And the window stickers are very popular too.
Thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it. Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. Their website is Montville, Montville, office.com. Ron Sousa wants you to go to Facebook and like his page, Montville Executive Suites. He's had numerous and attended numerous fundraisers for Lonergan. So have I. Ron was also out boots on the ground going to different clubs, getting people to sign my petition, getting people Lonergan signs, renting coffee pots, running around for events, anything we can do. You have to support a guy like Ron Sousa. MontvilleOffice.com. It's between four major highways in Montville. It is beautiful. He has a state senator that rents space from there for as little as $59 a month. Scott, maybe you can get a professional office instead of working out of that trailer. Scott has an old horse trailer that he converted into an office, and that's where he works out
of. I see the attacks are becoming personal now.
The attacks are becoming personal? When?
And you what? You know,
wait. Well, let's talk on a positive note real quick. Can we? Because we're going to forget this. It's going to get lost in the sauce. I want to give accolades to Scott Bach and Evan Knappen. Scott Bach and Evan Knappen got together, and they are suing New Hampshire because New Hampshire is not recognizing non-resident carry licenses anymore. So my New Jersey, my New Hampshire that I have, non-resident, when it expires, it's done. Right, Scott?
That's right.
So come on. I want to give accolades to Scott. Still haven't apologized to Darren Goins,
you will,
by the
by
way.
By the end of the show.
All right. Accolades to Scott for that. Scott, tell us about this lawsuit because this is important because
okay.
I've had like Dr. Delgado and a bunch of other people pissed because their applications got returned.
Okay, look, New Hampshire.
I'm pissed because mine's going to expire.
Mine just did expire in August. That's how I found out about this. Okay. New Hampshire's the live free or die state. 9 years ago, Evan and I addressed this issue with New Hampshire. This was the old rule in New Hampshire, and Evan and I spearheaded a private effort and didn't thump our chests about it, Anthony, okay, until now. That was Anthony, by the way. You know, to get this handled, and New Hampshire passed or administratively changed the rule to fix it. Well, they just undid it in the middle of the night in July.
Because the legislature changed to
Democrat,
right?
No, this wasn't even – well, the legislature changed, but this was done by an administrative department, by an administrative agency. They did it in the middle of the night. Now, you've got to understand, this is New Hampshire basically saying anyone can get a New Hampshire non-resident carry license. All you have to do is submit a copy of your home state carry license.
Mm.
Well, guess what? There are still places, and New Jersey's one of them, Maryland.
No, wait. The NRA magazine last month said, and then there was none. All 50 states have right to carry.
Well, technically, a May issue state
okay.
is right to carry.
And I get shit
Anthony,
for that
there
too.
You go
you know
again.
How many but you
Pick
know how many
up the ore and beat the big guy who passed right to carry,
but Scott, there's less than 1,500 carry permits in New Jersey. You can't say, and then there was none. That pisses the rank and file off. That'll make people not renew when their yearly renewal comes up, Scott.
Listen, you can sit back and nitpick, but the bottom line is the whole right to carry thing in the United States was carried through by NRA.
So and, I understand, but okay. New Jersey, we're still waiting.
Okay, fine. Okay, but here's my point. In this New Hampshire thing, if you live in a state like New Jersey, okay, or Hawaii, Anthony, just for everyone listening, is blowing
smoking
his fake cigar in my face.
Yes.
Okay.
It's with adoration I'm doing it.
Only trouble is you can't, as a practical matter, get a carry permit in these states. So basically New Hampshire's saying if you happen to live in a bad state that disparages right to carry, you can't get our carry permit. It has nothing to do with reality. It doesn't – I mean this isn't going to allow felons to get carry permits. It's dumb. It's really stupid. And we're going to fix it. So Evan Knappen is – and the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs – Evan's handling this litigation for us at no charge, which is incredible.
You hear that?
Thank you, Evan.
Free Evan.
Okay.
That's why he's a sponsor of the show. Right. That's why Knappen and Gun for Hire together are New Jersey's powerhouse. Real quick, we talked about this before. If you're not a member of ANJRPC, the state association, Scott, the website?
It's anjrpc.org or just Google New Jersey Rifle and Pistol.
$40 a year, an associate member, you get a newsletter every month that keeps you abreast of everything that's going on legislatively, everything that's going on competition-wise in this state. The
free legal advice
for $40 a year.
Where are you going to get that?
When you get it, the holiday issue that comes out at the end of October, there's a free gift in a centerfold from New Jersey's powerhouse, which is Evan Knappen and Gun for Hire. So if you're not a member for $40 a year, you should join because that free gift that
is
pops
worth
out,
that 40 bucks.
It's worth a lot more than 40 bucks to have in your wallet.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now, that free gift is deadly. I just made a decision, Scott. I am going to apologize to Darren Goins when he comes on the show.
You know, that is very, very stingy and begrudging of you.
Exactly.
Because, look, here's
Darren
what I'm
Goins
saying to you.
And Chuck and Brent and everybody else at NRA ILA, I love you all. Have Darren come on the show. He can talk a little bit more about what he's been doing behind the scenes. It'll help out NRA. It'll help out us. It'll help out my
listeners.
Steve
Holback
and
is on the show.
Yes. And I will apologize. Okay?
I think you should apologize right now. Because,
so how
because
about
here's what you did. You basically suggested that Darren's done nothing for New Jersey. And I told you... Let me finish. I told you
that, won't let me talk.
That the magazine ban or the magazine capacity restriction did not move in New Jersey in 2013 because of one person, Darren Goins.
Thank you for your help on that, Darren.
I know that for a fact.
We appreciate it.
So well, that's a small thing you can do.
And when he comes on, I'll apologize.
No, Anthony, you're going to have to do more if he comes on the show.
Okay.
You're going to have to do more than apologize.
I'll apologize.
You're going to have
to get down on one knee and apologize.
I can't, I'm too fat.
And by the way, the beginning in this corner, I'm not 250 pounds. Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
For that. Real quick, not to change the subject, Scott's not going away. It's just while it's on my mind. I don't follow sports, but I hear the New York Giants are like 0-57 or something.
Something like that.
But there's a light at the shining star because the New York Giants are one of the six NFL teams that don't have cheerleaders. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And they have the unofficials. It's called the NY Unofficials, New York Unofficials. It's the Gotham City Cheerleaders. And what they do is they do a lot of charitable stuff. Now, I didn't want to get involved in a calendar because we treat women as equals at Gun for Hire and Woodland Park Range. But the owner of the Giants, the wife, had to approve this to make sure it was in good taste. And all the proceeds go to Race for the Cure for juvenile diabetes.
Nice.
So I decided to sponsor one of the women in here in the calendar. We're selling the calendars here. It's all in New York, Gotham City Cheerleaders. October 25th, from like 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., six of the 32 cheerleaders will be here signing autographs, taking photos, and selling the calendars. They're a whopping $20 a piece, and all the proceeds are going to go to Race for the Cure for Juvenile Diabetes.
Very nice.
That'll be posted on our website. There'll be a mass email for that also. So it's kind of cool. Sandy, it's not even as risque as a Sears catalog. It's not even like Victoria's Secret. But Miss May, her name is Morgan, she'll be here that night. And then she's also going to be on the USS Intrepid in May. We're going to have a table there because that's where they shot her photo. So for you sports fans out there, save the date, October 25th. Come to Gun for Hire that night and spend $20, $25, make a donation for juvenile diabetes and get to take some pictures with these girls. And Scott, I'm going to get you a set of pom-poms since you're so angry with me. Go ahead, back onto NRA.
Look,
dun-dun-dun-dun.
Look, here's really why I came on today, Anthony.
Because the NRA, did you catch any shit for me?
No.
Did you hear any shit because
of
me?
Come on.
Go ahead.
Listen, I came here today because I don't think you've been fair with NRA. I'm not here to tell you that NRA is perfect and everything always goes the way it should go. But what I am here to remind people is that thank God we have the NRA. And in New Jersey, thank God we have the NRA.
You don't have to tell me that. I'm a high donor to the NRA, benefactor. The NRA is in my will. I'm a Heritage Society member.
But
when I die, the NRA gets a chunk of change.
Okay, so
I'm an NRA Ring of Freedom member. That's a high donor.
So your heart's in the right place.
Of course my heart's in the right place.
Anthony, you and I have known each other for like 20 years. Okay?
I know.
And you helped get me involved in all this way back then.
I know.
So
but
I'm here because I think that you've been unfair, and I think that while there may be points of criticism that you can take, I think the way you did it was not appropriate. It's potentially damaging to NRA at a time when NRA is carrying a very heavy load here, and I think you should have taken your concerns to NRA before using your platform and stirring up anger in people. Thank God we have the NRA. Let's not browbeat the organization that's doing the heavy lifting and not telling anybody about it necessarily. Leadership is doing what needs to be done, okay? And maybe, they don't need to crow about it, okay? Now, would it be nice if we had a full list of everything they've done? Yeah, that would be great. But I'll tell you what, and I see Anthony's he's just ignoring me here. He's working on his iPhone while we're talking. But look, the bottom line is NRA needs to be supported. We're in the middle of a battle. Now is not the time. You have issues with NRA. Take it up with NRA before you go and tell your listeners to browbeat headquarters, because you're not helping the cause in the end when you do that, especially in the middle of battle.
Scott, but I'm representing the people that are contacting me that use new media, that have an average age that is lower than the average NRA member. And these are the people we need to let know what we're doing, because we want to hook them for the rest of their life and bleed Second Amendment. You agree, Sandy?
Absolutely.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie.
Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
And you hear me say it every week, just make sure it's the real original lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's available only at lipstickbodyguard.com and now at the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Isn't this true?
Is this me talking now?
Yes, is you.
Yes,
talking.
Lipstick Bodyguard is
pointing,
here.
Pointing, I'm pointing.
We have I Will Not Comply Scheutz.
You think it's pointing at Scott?
We have I Will Not Comply Sticker. Scott, I do want to thank you for coming on and educating us. And you're a big part of the reason why that people know what's going on in the NRA. And I'm going to go full circle because, again, as a high donor, my money goes to the Civil Rights Legal Defense Fund.
Mine too, by the way.
And Scott's too. And I've been to board meetings with Scott where he goes in and he prepares hundreds of hours of preparation. He goes in and he asks for money for cases of people like the Revell case and many other cases. And I have the magazine here, the annual report, if anybody wants to see it. And the NRA is involved in like 14 cases in New Jersey. And Scott gets money for those cases for the lawyers representing them. And again, Scott, you're the boots on the ground guy in the state. You're the one meeting to make sure that that happens. And you are the guy, you come on the show all the time, just like Frank from New Jersey Second Amendment Society comes on. And you guys let us know what's going on. And we need that, okay? Listen, I know the NRA, they like the postcards, and we have an older demographic, but you know, we're going to end up like Lincoln Town Cars and stuff, where they say, you know, when the average age of their buyers is dead. You know, we need to get younger people into the fray, and they want to know what's going on. And I understand many things have to be covert, but we have to know when there's wins or not. And there are better ways of doing it than the way the NRA has been doing it. You have to agree with that.
I really appreciate you having me on today, Anthony. I think that, listen, no organization's perfect, including yours, including the ANJRPC and every other one.
Never said okay. We were.
So, you know, we do need to get younger, and we do need to reach that younger demographic. I definitely agree with that.
Well, the good news is the folks in San Francisco have their head square up their ass. We talk about this all the time. On the San Francisco light rail, everybody sat by with their heads in their iPads and iPhones texting while
gun-wielding
lunatic came out and shot someone at random. And we talk about that all the time about Condition White.
I don't know. Is there a condition below
white? No, condition white is also known as head and ass disease. We talked about this, too. Consumer Reports talks about all the time how people walk into manhole covers, walk right into moving cars, walk right upstairs, down curbs and everything because they're so in the moment. Okay, they're so in the moment, they have no idea what's going on, texting, talking, or whatever. We see it all the time. So what happened, Sandy? The particulars of this is funny. Go ahead. Sandy hasn't spoke much this show, Scott.
I was trying to be a referee.
I think the oxygen levels are a little low in the studio.
Yeah, they are.
Here.
That's what the problem is. What's go on with what? Do you want to talk about San Francisco?
Yeah, please.
All right. Well, we kind of handled that while you were playing with your iPhone.
I'm not playing with my iPhone. I'm reading the story. I have two things
actually
open.
What Anthony's doing is he's writing his apology to Darren Goins.
Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's
when
doing.
When Darren Goins comes on the show, when Darren Goins comes on the show, I will apologize to him. How's that?
That's
is that admirable or not?
That's very admirable.
And
for
he
you.
Can tell us more stuff that's going on and what he's doing, and he can bring Scott in here so he doesn't spill the beans or any shit
maybe,
like that.
Maybe he doesn't want to appear with you. Maybe
that's when he's getting his apology when he comes on the show. Okay, go ahead. Talk, baby. Talk. I got some letters.
All right. You can
Ainsley. Okay. Ainsley caught crap for the new coalition. Somebody said they passed NORC. There was nothing going on. He said, in response to the numbnuts email you had on the last show, who claims I wasn't at NORC City Hall on Saturday the 5th.
Between listeners.
Donna Jackson came out to speak. During the event, there was a murder several blocks away. Mayor Media was nowhere to be found, nor most of the city council.
Wait a minute. There was a murder in Newark?
Could you imagine that happens occasionally?
I can't imagine that happened.
Not one speaker mentioned gun control or blamed a gun for the problems in Newark. So that's good. Ainsley, keep doing that. Make that thing a name that we can trust and remember. And also, listen, we need, I don't know what that name is, People's Republic for the Coalition of Convalescing People with Masks on or some
God,
shit.
What I have to put up with.
I got another one from Howard. Howard,
you feel
Harold,
bad for me, right, Scott?
No.
Right.
Harold Malavay. Hey, Ant, to all that complain about your name mispronunciations, get over it. Some last names can be hard as some find mine, but shit. My first name is Harold, and in telling the shipback who told the shipback story, and when I had the B&E attempt, you called me Hector and several other names, not even to be mentioning the mangling of my surname. Laugh out loud. F it. Who cares? Tell them to send free cigars,
That's
and you'll
okay.
get their name right.
That's okay,
send me
Hector.
Free cigars, and I'll pronounce your name right.
It's
Thank
okay,
you, Hector,
Hector.
Malavay.
Yes. And it's not only surnames that he gets wrong, the king of malapropisms.
We're going to have Gary Allison on the show in a few weeks. Gary Allison had a hot home invasion last week.
He did.
Yeah, and he can't explain anything right now. He's going to be at the Evan Knappen seminar the 18th of this month, and he's going to be on the show, which is this Friday coming up. He's going to talk about his home invasion, and Dr. Eric is going to be here too, and Knappen. We're doing the show Friday at 12
instead
o'clock
of Saturday.
The 18th instead of Saturday, if anybody wants to come on the show.
Come
Gary,
Evan
I'm
Knappen.
Glad you and your family are okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else I got? Oh, here's a quick one, which we really didn't get into learning, but from Brad Haupt, who's a good friend of mine. He talked about, you know, I said you should try ammo in your self-defense revolver and your self-defense semi-auto.
Right.
He asked if the same rules apply for rifles and shotguns. Yes. You know, we only talked about a self-defense handgun. If your primary self-defense firearm is a rifle, like an AR or an SKS or an AK, or if you have a shotgun, you need to run a few boxes of ammo through that puppy before you load it up for home defense.
But so your self-defense stuff, not a birdshot.
No,
a
not birdshot. Yeah. Whatever you're really going to use for home defense, because we get light primer strikes on military ammo all the time. We get bullets that don't feed. We get a lot of military ammo that doesn't eject. 5.56, 223 mix up on the barrel. It won't eject, okay?
Wow.
So you need to check that ammunition. So buy 1,000 rounds and shoot 300, 400 at the range, and then 500 rounds will be your ammo that you're going to shoot. Now, with a shotgun, you shoot one box of 25. If it operates flawlessly, then you buy another, you know, you have a second box that you use for your home defense ammunition. So, yes, Brad and all the other listeners, when if the shit hits the fan, it's the worst time to find out that you're getting light primer strikes or failure to feed or failure to eject.
Not a good time.
So the same thing, you know, Scott, we talk about this all the time. People buy cheap ammo for practice, and they'll buy a good box of ammo for home defense,
right,
but they don't shoot it because it's
right,
too expensive. And then they find out later on that the ammo they bought doesn't work.
That makes no sense.
Yes. So, but people are penny-wise, dollar-foolish, okay? They buy ball ammo all day, and then they buy a box of hollow points for their Glock 19, and they never shoot it out of it. But they load that gun up, and then they're going to find out later that they have a problem. So if I offended you, Darren Goins, I'd like to say I apologize. How's that? But if you come
wow,
on the show, I will really say
wow,
I'm sorry.
That's
I
huge,
did it because Scott's
we're,
not going to leave me the F alone.
Here.
Okay.
Well, it's also the
and
right thing, Anthony. I mean,
I also
here
want,
it is.
All right, it's the right thing. The other thing to remember is Calandro for NRA. Come January
yeah,
and February, you're going to have to vote for me. I got a ton of letters that people don't want to vote for me already because I'm from New Jersey. I got letters from Georgia and Montana where they couldn't get signatures for me on the ballot, and they couldn't get people to commit to voting to me because, first, I'm from New Jersey. Play them a tape of Gun for Hire Radio or something and see what they think then. But there will be some marketing materials. I will have a video, and the website is up for you to pass on to your friends. And there will be a printable PDF, or I will email you or hard snail mail you posters for Calandro for NRA, for your local gun shows, your local clubs and everything. All you have to do is ask. Send me an email, Anthony at Gun for Hire.
They don't have, like, and your face on them.
No, but I will send it. It's Calandro for NRA. Keep pitching it. I need about 80,000 votes out of 1.5 million eligible NRA voters. Okay.
Wow, 1.5 million.
Correct.
Million
and
eligible.
I can get – now, I don't know how – do you think they're going to be happy with me there, Scott, after what just happened?
Welcome.
You keep apologizing to Darren, and we'll see.
No, only one time.
Red carpet from the
Scott,
outside.
While you're in the show, one of my friends
from
is
La
hacking
Pierre's
all your
jet
emails
pad
right now. If NRA put you up to this, you're going to need a ride home.
Anthony, nobody put me up to it.
I'm just saying.
Honest.
Just getting that out
honest
there. I'm just getting that out there. And I'm glad that you and Knappen are suing New Hampshire.
You can believe
Hampshire
everything a lawyer says.
You know
that?
What? But, Scott, here's a perfect example. This guy is about 40 years old, all right? I just received a postcard from NRA. It is a plea to vote against Cory Booker. That's nice. What's not so nice is there is no mention whatsoever about Steve Lonigan and his support of 2A issues. We're told who to vote against but not who to vote for.
Okay, but I already
right
talked
I know,
to
I know. I just want
and
you to understand that,
of
okay?
I...
But it's not all from me. I don't sit around looking to break balls. Well, actually, I do.
Yeah,
but they. But this, I do it after
listen,
I receive
think
tons
I don't, you
of
think
this.
I don't, you think
I
don't
you
get
do
mail, too?
I know you do.
Okay, of
and
course
what
I do.
Say if you weren't at those two but grassroots events, wah,
stop,
wah, wah.
Stop. But you know, look, my point is things happen. There's a reason for everything that NRA does, and it's not just people automatically assume it's a screw up, and
they just
they
need
shouldn't.
To, they do just need to have a better job conveying what those reasons are.
Maybe so.
No, definitely so. This is 2013. All right, and they just need to have a little bit of a better job of the, like, why has Lonigan been on Cam and Company?
Yes,
he has.
He did two segments the other day. Yeah.
Okay. All
anything
right
else,
good.
Anthony?
No, I'm just. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
And I've been on Cam and Company.
I'm going to tell you right now
as well.
If Lonigan wins, the NRA can jump on this victory. If he loses, they're going to take heat for not supporting him enough.
Please,
Sandy.
That's. That's absurd,
Scott,
Anthony.
Scott, I'm just telling you the vibe I get from people because they don't feel they're bad. Listen, Scott, I have 1,000 people a day walk through this place. I hear on the face of Gun for Hire, God forbid, I stand out front all day and I talk to people. We're a center for Lonigan materials and signs, and I have all the NRA stuff out there. And I hear people's attitudes and opinions. I'm not doing this just to be a ball buster. I'm doing this because I want to do a better job of selling themselves to increase membership. We should have a lot more NRA members in this state. We should have a lot. Listen, 90 million gun owners in the country and 5 million members in the NRA is paltry. I've always complained about it. That could, like Sandy Frohman used to say, if we have 12 million members in the NRA, who'll be the next president of the United States? Whoever we want.
Listen,
right.
True enough, but NRA has done its core mission of activating its membership on this race. I mean, it has. Could we do more? And anybody can always do more.
Of course you can. Okay. I think the NRA is doing a lot. I just think they need to tell people.
I mean, also, and the other thing is, if you think our members get a postcard attacking Cory Booker and they can't figure out.
There's 8 other people on the ballot. The people that are getting the postcards, they have their walkers. They have their jazzies. They have to drink their Geritol in the morning. They're not all 36 years old.
The 6 other statewide communications NRA has made talking about Lonergan, that just gets erased?
No.
It doesn't count?
I think, not to take sides, but I think Scott's absolutely right. Look at what happened when the NRA came out and endorsed as soon as they endorsed Lonergan, all Booker's ads were anti-NRA ads. So we're sitting in a hotbed that is just, this is a unique state. It's a state where you can't, it has always been deep, deep, deep blue. And it's not going to change anytime in our lifetime, I don't think.
Yes, it is. If Ted Cruz could get elected, and I know it's Texas.
No,
but
I
Ted
get
Cruz
that.
Got elected yes. to Texas without the support of the Republican Party. Okay, Lonergan could be our Rand Paul, our Green, our Lee. He's here.
And
okay?
Yes, he is. He has a real
He's
shot.
He's here.
He has a real shot
Wednesday, October 16th.
But you guys got to get out.
Vote for Booker on Thursday the 17th.
That's what this is all about.
Okay, this is what it boils down to. And listen, if Lonergan wins, I'll be the first to say that the NRA helped, and the NRA will have another friend in the District of Columbia, and we need another friend for this abomination, Obamacare, and everything else that's going on. All right, but I just think they need to do a better job of marketing. Okay, maybe they should hire me.
That's it.
I'll do their marketing. Okay, me and Colin Noir together. Yeah, baby. Okay, I don't need the bow tie Ainsley anymore, and I don't need the boat anchor Berardi anymore. I've carried them for 3 years now.
Hey, speaking of Obamacare, don't get sick out there because apparently we just spent $634 million on a website. Did you know that, Anthony? $634 million.
It
doesn't work. But the best part about this is, did we outsource this to a company in the United States?
No.
No. We went to Canada because apparently there are no programmers here in the United States
exactly.
to give $634 million.
Exactly.
And now, to let everyone know, if you were to stack $100 bills together and pile them all up in a pile, how many dollar bills would make $1 million? How tall do you think that pile would be at $1 million?
763 feet.
No, it's actually 6 feet. So $634 million, $500 million, would be as tall as 5 Washington monuments or a half a freaking mile high. We just pissed away on a website that don't work. So to all you people, and I know you're listening, who said to me, give me 3 reasons why Obamacare is bad, here's all 3. $634 freaking million dollars
just
on a website,
just
and
remember,
7 people signed up.
Obamacare bad, okay? listen, the napping class, believe it or not, October sold out, December sold out, February 14th sold out. We are now taking May 9th. We have 2 seats sold for May 9th already. This is insane, man. All right, May 9th, Masad Ayoub is doing Mag 20, running Mag 20, 2 classes here in April. Details to follow. Please do not email me. I will take you out of my list. It will be announced when it's announced. October 25th, Friday night, we will have the unofficial New York Giants cheerleaders here. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's for a good cause. New York Giants, they'll be here with their pom-poms. Race for the Cure. We're raising money for juvenile diabetes. Pen classes, Defensive Pen by the Atenzia Kali family, are selling out fast. If you want to get in, sign up. We also have ladies-only classes. Check them out. We also have the prepper class, Preparing for the Storm, taught by James Hedham. They're selling out fast, too. So get mobilized, get in gear, get your butt down here. All right? Scott Buck, I still love you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony, the Attitude Calandro, NRA board member Scott Bach, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio. We do thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Be well. See you next week. From sea to ocean.